House Judiciary Committee announces probe into Biden's classified documents scandal. By Wendell Hasebo on January 13, 2023. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, on Friday announced a new investigation into President Joe Biden's classified documents scandal in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. The House Judiciary Committee's investigation follows Representative James Comer's Oversight Committee investigation into the matter, along with the Justice Department's special counsel's probe. On January 12, 2023, you appointed Robert Hur as special counsel to investigate these matters, Jordan and Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, wrote. The circumstances of this appointment raise fundamental oversight questions that the committee routinely examines. We expect your complete cooperation with our inquiry. Jordan raised questions about the peculiar timing of the public disclosure of the stashed documents in January by Biden's attorneys. The letter continued. It is unclear when the department first came to learn about the existence of these documents, and whether it actively concealed this information from the public on the eve of the 2022 elections. It is also unclear what interactions, if any, the department had with President Biden or his representatives about his mishandling of classified material. The department's actions here appear to depart from how it acted in similar circumstances. The letter also slammed Garland for the seemingly duplicitous form of justice of approving a raid on former President Trump's residence while abstaining from the same measure against Biden, the congressman wrote. In fact, on August 8, 2022, despite the publicly available evidence of President Trump's voluntary cooperation, you personally approved the decision to seek a warrant for excessive and unprecedented access to his private residence. On August 15, 2022, committee Republicans wrote to you and FBI Director Christopher Wray requesting documents and information related to the FBI's raid of President Trump's residence. The investigations into Biden's mishandling of classified documents come as Biden administration officials have reportedly begun blaming the National Archives for not properly taking care to protect the classified information when Biden left the White House in 2017. Biden's personal attorneys have admitted the president had at least three troves of stashed documents in three separate locations, including Biden's garage in Delaware and the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. It is unknown why Biden's personal attorneys were initially looking for the classified documents. Some of the classified documents discovered are related to Ukraine. The Biden family business has an extensive history in Ukraine. In 2017, Hunter Biden was paid $83,000 per month to be on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Hunter was appointed to the board of Burisma in 2014 with no previous experience in the energy sector or in Ukraine. According to Breitbart News's senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, Hunter made massive sums of money from Ukraine for which he offered no real work. In 2015, Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma. Hunter's salary was cut in half when then-Vice President Joe Biden left the White House in 2017. In that same year, Joe Biden visited Ukraine to deliver a farewell address, his sixth visit in 7 years. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.